తీసేస్తే పని చేస్తాం. హలో హలో హలో, తీసేస్తే పని చేస్తాం. హలో హలో, మైక్ టెస్టింగ్ మైక్ టెస్టింగ్ మైక్ టెస్టింగ్.
దిస్ మార్నింగ్ వీ ఆర్ ఆల్ కిడ్స్ నెంబర్ వన్, ఆల్ ఆఫ్ us, దేర్ నాట్ వన్ సింగిల్ ఎక్సెప్షన్. అండ్ హిస్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ క్లేవరీ ఈజ్ టాలరేటెడ్ ప్రొటెక్టెడ్ అండ్ యాక్సెప్టెడ్ బై ది రిలీజియస్ మ్యాన్. And then I became a thief, always you define who is a thief. I asked one of the judges there who visited me in Goa, I see a murderer lurking in you. I told that High Court judge in Goa. And he was taken aback when I made a statement like that. He threw it over, sir, I said. And he said, you are right. If I was there in that situation, I would probably do exactly the same thing. So anything we discuss here is a hypothetical situation. The aid they are giving, they mean to say that they are really interested in creating a rival nation? What is the world community they are talking about? Only the empires and then America, that's all? And for example, you see all those jokers sit there in the Gaza bank there, and they dictate how much they are going to pay for the chocolate they are getting from South African countries. They dictate the price. If you don't sell this for our price, we are not going to buy. They need chocolate to make chocolates there. So what are we going to do? They dictate the terms. That's why yesterday I said the first thing you must do is to abolish the United Nations. Because they are using, you may say that, you know, you are talking some, all this is hot air and all that, what business you have to express opinions. I have opinions on everything, my observations, what I have found. But what I do not want those people to do here in India is not to talk all that religious nonsense. There are the value systems you are so proud of don't operate in your life. He is a selfish man, he agreed, Major. You know, you are a selfish man because it is the culture that has turned you into a spiritual man and that is not operating the lives of the people here at all.
And you do one thing is there.
Be a selfish man. You see,
can we say like that you were talking something about Russia, this anarchist, were talking evolution of state, society, laws.
Did they create a stateless society there?
They could not. He talked about that.
They talk, just the way we are talking about democratic institutions. Do they exist in the United States? As long as you are not a threat, they tolerate you. The moment you become a threat, they know how to dispose you of. I give an example, you see, my friend there, Terry, his parents were communists and they suffered a lot. One day he was there in the bank, at the teller, then he made some nasty remarks about Reagan. There was one old woman behind him, she noted the address of this fellow, you see, and then passed it on. The next day, these two fellows showed up there.
FBI.
They are something security. You know? So they know how to get rid of you. Yes. So why the hell you are talking about? I'm just pointing out they are not going to listen to that. You see, they will put forward every kind of an argument to beat what you are saying. But I am interested in pointing out to this fellow who is selfish to the very core of his being. Why he is mouthing these nonsensical things? Why he is talking of the value system? It's like a parent. I like a selfish man. Be selfish to the very core of your being. You and I can, I am a selfish man. You and I can relate ourselves and function sanely and intelligently. If you put yourself on a higher level and say that you are a selfish man, I am not interested, but your actions are the actions of a selfish man. I am going to Major, you don't at all. So, I am talking to an individual who is trying to impress me that he is interested in the value system, that he is something extraordinary. Okay. I am a thief, right? I am a thief. So there are no thieves for me. I am not interested whether you kill one cockroach or kill your best friend. As far as I am concerned, killing is acceptable. But you define, because you have such a huge, monstrous body, and then you weigh 168 kilos or 200 kilos, you stop all this nonsense about the value system. You are not important at all. As far as the nature is concerned, it is only interested in recycling these bodies to raise the energy level in this universe. So why do you kill this? And why do you kill people in the name? I am not interested in the oneness of the country. What for? What is it that is common between him and me? I don't like food he eats. I don't like what Mahesh eats. Palak paneer and gobi palu. Anything that comes from the north, I am not Andhra either. I will not stay in Andhra even if that one day becomes an independent country. Right? So what I am saying is, these people just talk some nonsense. Value system is responsible for the tragedy of the whole world. So religion, we have not successfully eliminated the influence of religion. That is still talking of non-existent gods and goddesses. And the second thing is, you see, if you, not that there is any evolution or any such thing, and the monarchy destroyed to some extent, the stranglehold, they have not destroyed the church, but they, because I believe in church, I go to the church, and that bastard, whatever he says before, and even today the people don't want to believe that he has AIDS, right? And the church made a statement, Vatican Church made a statement saying that when he was shot, he had some blood transfusion that was responsible for the HIV infection. Alright, so why you don't accept that fact that he is, he has AIDS? What is wrong with it? That's why I said, he has AIDS. He is homosexual, he is bisexual, multisexual. Why multisexual is it? No, he has sex with the mosquitoes, with the pigs, with the dogs, with the cats. That may be an exaggeration, you know. Same this fellow, Sai Baba. People don't want to accept the fact that he is a homosexual. If the sex is there, personally I don't care whether he's a homosexual, multisexual, bisexual or lesbian. People still don't want to believe that Teresa Pitch is a lesbian. Alright? And so, when she visited Rome, she actually ran away. You see, when the plague broke down. And they quarantined that bitch there, even. She wanted to run away. She was the first one to run away from this country. You understand? They all told me, why you are going away? I said, I don't want to get stuck here in this country. Plague is not really the problem for me. You know? So I didn't want to get stuck here because they were cancelling all the airline flights and all that kind of things. And I don't want to stay here. I'm going to get. So why they don't accept that bitch can talk against abortion and all that kind of thing? And she didn't have to have children because she was a lesbian. And British television will not hint those things unless they have some proof to do that. But these people don't believe all that kind of thing. They don't believe that Sai Baba is a homosexual. I met that woman there in New Zealand. They chased her. He wanted to expose her. She, you know, she was hiding there in Tirunavala, and then she's there in New Zealand. She met me and she was crying. She said, this was my fate there. You know the story. Here, what happened when four boys were killed. You tell him the story. One of those killed visited me several times here. They thought, you see, especially Andhra police are the worst police.
One of those four boys.
Ask him.
He was coming to UG. And then he was killed. He was one of the victims of the police fire.
Police killed, huh?
Yeah.
Police killed.
There.
Police open killed. Open fire on these innocent boys inside, and they created the story that they wanted to come. They came with all dagger and all those things. And
nonsense. He wanted to molest them, the boys. Baba, they wanted to expose them. So he called the police, and the bastard escaped. And so they were killed by the police. One of them escaped. Now, Jaban will say, how they arrested poor Chandrasekhar and Suguna here?
Because one of the suspects who escaped afterwards, they had
He has my books.
He read Luthi's books. And then the Telugu papers, some friend in Telugu, Andhra, he wrote to me that it seems UG's books were also found there. I'm sending you the paper cutting. So be careful about that. After 3 or 4 days, there is a call from the Andhra police. They came here and then they go whole, nearly 3-4 hours. They were here, they searched the whole house, interrogated me, my wife and everybody here around, and so many things. There's question about UG, about the Prime Minister Chandrasekhar. How do you know Prime Minister Chandrasekhar? They asked. Then all we know, Yuji Krishnamurti, when does he come, when did he come last time? This man whom we are suspecting is absconding, that fellow has met Yuji. We have got very strong proof for that. And they have complete record of Yuji's
arrivals and departures
to this country for the past 4-5 years.
They must have collected from this.
They must have collected.
They are too collected, because when I started blasting Jai Krishnamurti, then bitch Indira Gandhi tried so hard to get me and backed by the people Jai can get. They could not. He knows that the fellow was always with me. What do you call
him? Huh? Achha.
Yes. Following you.
Following.
Yes. Pretending that he was interested in what I was
doing. Lady was very dangerous. 72. She was very dangerous lady.
No, I know that.
Mr. K.K., right from 1972, the police of Karnataka attempted to complete fire with me.
Yeah, you know, all the foreigners were coming and living with me. I don't give a damn for them. What do I care? So, but they, you see, they can plant something here, you see, some cocaine or something else, and they can get me. It's very easy. I'm not a frightened man. What can they do to me? They can't do to me. They could not do anything for me there in America. Those were the days of McCarthy. I blasted America at that time. And I was blasting also anybody who said anything against America was coming. So when I was there in Russia, I blasted, you see, KGB people, everybody. So the KGB girl followed me everywhere. She even wanted to seduce me to find out whether I had any links with the CIA. Would you believe that? Yeah. In Russia, I don't care, you see. What I'm saying is that they thought that I was a CIA man there, and they thought that I was a KGB man there. Here, God knows. Why should Ra be interested? Then Mahesh, but this is the most interesting thing. The Ra fellow approached Mahesh Bhatt and told him, see, lately I've been reading all your books, watching your movies, doing all these things, I'm interested in you. Where do you get that sparkle in your interviews and in your movies? He said, Yuji. Do you know the response of that fellow? Oh, we know all about Yuji. That was his remark. And later on he found out that he was a rock. He's a rock.
Naturally.
Huh? So I am not frightened of any of these people anywhere in the world.
Really, also these are so bastard. Whenever I go to Chinese embassy, they note down my car number.
Yeah.
Evening they call my secretary, when I do from Andhra, she is my secretary there in my office. And she is very traveled lady. She was secretary of the minister in Nairobi Pacific country. She told me, Mr. Birla, somebody was asking, okay, your car was there and you made accident. No accident was there. Then when I came to office, people rang me. Mr. Birla, your car number is with you. Yes, sir, my car number is empty. You can find out from transport department. My name is there. But you want to know? Your car met us and you did not stop me. But I have not made any. Why should I stop when your car is there? And I understand you are from police department, nothing more than there. And I went to Chinese embassy. This is also correct. I have friends there. And I have a free citizen. I have right to meet them. I have gone to China also. Nothing wrong. No, we wanted to, whom you know, like, yeah, it's not necessary, I should disclose you. I'm not government servant like you, I'm a private person.
So they harassed these people, sir, for 3 days, something like that. And then when they saw my bedroom there, they said, this is the room where that man sleeps. And
in China also, same thing. Of China, when I went there, on government invitation, I called meeting of 15 countries representative in the conference present there. And I sent fax from the hotel to all news agencies also, including BBC and CNN and all, and wrote that I am calling this meeting to decide future course of action for developing countries. Number of Chinese foreign minister people came, so what you are doing? Said, okay, I am doing, I am invited, I am doing an benefit citizen, I can meet anybody, you are not prohibiting me. So BBC one girl, now she is a very senior journalist, she asked me so many questions. Then one Indian journalist, PTI MNK, he asked me, what to say about Kashmir? Kashmir should go, become independent, but more. Oh, what you are saying, your attorney general, but like, he is government employee. He will speak whatever government wants, but I am not. So all Chinese paper, Hong Kong paper reported, IJO president, Mr. Birla, said that Kashmir or any other state should, can become independent. People are interested for independence. Why are you stopping them? Then Soli Sorabji came, Mr. Birla. Then I spoke. This BP Singh government is a bastard. What right they have to ban this book of Salman Rushdie? They have no right of banning book. This is not profitable. They are being guided by these mullahs only. Nothing more than that.
That's correct.
And I disagree with this man, he's representing government of India. So he calls himself a civil liberties person, Suri Sorabji, Parsi
gentleman. I don't know anything about India.
So wherever you go, what I'm saying, I give interview, I will give you copy
the same thing. Those who are not with us are against us.
Yes.
We started with the church.
And then sovereignty thing is another thing which people are asking. Right? You have said correct also. Sovereignty is not some sacred thing we should worship or anything. Sovereignty
and
is created by ruling class.
Why you should salute the flag? I want to know. And you have a flag, Pakistan has a flag, and they wave their flag there and you wave your flag here. Huh?
I contested the case of Jehovah's Witness.
What nonsense.
People don't worship and...
And it is all right for you to go and separate Pakistan and Bangladesh. If they try to separate your Kashmir, what nonsense it is. Why you are objecting to it? It's for the people to decide. If they don't want, 90% of the people are, I don't know what the actual figure is, they are Muslims.
In Kashmir.
In Kashmir. And what you did there in Hyderabad, how you justify that? Although I say I appreciated the boldness of Sardar Patel, if Nehru had his own way, he would have created 600 countries here. I'm telling you.
Sir.
What arrogance, sir, Nehru? Boy, he was worse than Julius Caesar. I don't know if you ever met that bastard.
Yeah,
no. No, boy, okay.
I heard him once only in the
I don't bother to see him. It was Radhakrishnan that dragged me. You see, you are rocking in America, getting lectures, you are praising me. Hello? What is happening? I don't care whether it is BJP or Shiv Sena, what do I That fellow is the chief minister, you see?
Madhu Joshi.
So what is that? BJP and
Shiv Sena alliance is there.
So
Shiv Sena got highest seats.
And
how can Manoj Joshi get the top? He's not Shiv Sena.
He's Shiv Sena.
Ministry for no,
BJP. Joshi?
Yeah.
Manoj Joshi is Shiv Sena.
Shiv Sena?
Not that the
Vijay Jada. Right hand of Bal Thackeray.
Shiv Sena chief.
Manoj Joshi. Very mad.
The only remark I made about Sai Baba in my conversations with people, they asked me this, that, and the other. And look here, you see, they warned me. Here, all my friends. You can say anything against Jay Krishnamurti about all these people, but don't say anything against Sai Baba. He's a very influential man. He is a very powerful man in the high offices here. I'm not interested, you see.
He has dragged everybody.
Now, then I made a statement, remark.
Yeah.
You see, two things, if there is, I don't see how it is possible to materialize things, number one. From what we know of scientific laws, it is just not possible. If he is in the know of certain divine laws, it is very essential for that man to help all these scientists to put them on the right track. This is the one remark. I don't know if there is anything to this. And let me give you an example. He was materializing Swiss watches, Seiko watches from Japan. When Indira Gandhi succeeded in stopping all smuggling into this country, he switched over to HMT watches, etc. So you can read from whatever you want. Read from that. That's the only remark that is there in my books. Nothing else. It is an avatar. You see, health is a scientist. If you are in the know of divine laws, as far as I know, there are no divine laws. At all.
And he says there is no need of scientists. He is having the divine power. He wants
let
to.
Him use it and save this world, help this world. Why is there poverty here? He can build 100 hospitals. I am not interested.
He can manufacture this tape recorder.
I am not interested.
He knows, but he does not want to misuse his power.
He is misusing all these boys. That's all.
All religious people are misusing.
Why? In the United States, the Catholic Church has collected $20 million and paid those boys who are molested by them, you know, to hush them up. Why don't they walk out? You see, it's an easy living, sir, for them. Easy living. Same is the case with the politicians today.
And you, Jesus Christ, was also born
there. He was the first bastard. You believe in Virgin Mary? Oh my God. That's what I said on the TV interview, if you believe in Virgin Mary, you will believe all the commercials and take them seriously and buy those things. Where is the clock here? No clock.
Hey, there is it. 10:25.
Oh, you have an appointment with some Jyoti sir?
No.
So when I am in Bombay, we will regard some years. No, this is my basic, I don't like to use the word possession or anything. But I am talking to this individual. And I don't give a damn for mankind, humanity at all. You see, why mankind, humanity and those empty phrases have become important for us? Because we all believe in permanence. Since I know that I am coming to an end, you project it on the mankind. Mankind, why the hell mankind should survive, I want to know. Thank God there are no such thing as divine laws at all. Otherwise, what they have done, these Western nations, to the whole world, do you think they would be tolerated by divine laws? They would have wiped out all of them from the face of this earth. Thank God there are no divine laws, no other laws other than the laws you liars have perpetrated on mankind. Nothing else. It's a theater, your law courts. I'm sorry, sir. It's a theater. You watch that. I'm very curious to watch this, the LA law and civil law programs there in the United States. Fantastic. Only entertainment.
That's all right.
Nothing else. So it's the outgrowth. You see, religious people have failed by putting the idea that you are committing sin.
Law is nothing but they call engineering of social society.
And law, by whom? Ganged up all those people, created a law, and you are forcing it on me.
It is by force only.
By force only.
Law has
ultimately it is force.
Yes.
I am not
advantage of force.
As far as I am concerned, I wouldn't give a tinker's damn. But I will never do anything against the legal courts of conduct. I will never go to the court because I don't have any need for me to go to the court to claim anything. You know? So, but you can haul me up into the court because you have done this, you have done that. It's your privilege. I can't do anything about it. Any punishment you give, I will very gladly accept. No argument, I don't need. This is it. And so, law. Ignorance of law is no excuse, I accept it. I am supposed to know. Not only that, I have come from a family of lawyers. The first one to break the great tradition of law. Here, my grandfather once told me, he said, we were discussing the marriage, my marriage. He started, he was a very famous lawyer, very wealthy lawyer. Even in those days he had...
Which district?
Krishna district, Guruwada. And so he was discussing, I don't have enough money to marry and raise a family. And he said, I have provided in my will and you will be one of the richest people here, you see. With, I said, I don't trust you, buddy. I didn't say buddy. You can go inside and change the will. Give it to me. On the table, on the barrel, whatever you want to give me now.
Not by will.
I don't trust him. He was surprised, this fellow, a 14-year, 16-year-old fellow demanding that you should give it now. What, sir? I don't trust you.
He's also dependent on will only. Brothers are giving some key only.
I was telling him this morning, sir. They don't want to throw that fellow, the caretaker, out. He has been known to the family for 40 years. They want this guy to do the dirty job. So when once he is in possession of that property, he won't do anything. They don't have to do anything. So it is the delay tactics on the part of those clever bastards.
And the property value will increase.
Will increase.
Huh?
Or I told him, I will go there and bid. Guaranteed. Come. We'll do it.
And he has to again arrange all these things, sir.
What?
He has to go to, because already decided, he has to make arrangement for this.
He is not going to do anything, nothing is going to happen, I am telling you.
That's why they also waited.
Yeah, that's why they handed over the case.
So long he is there, they will just keep quiet.
That's all. No. Sir, I lived with criminals.
International Congress.
That is evident.
You know, I was telling him the story, sir. I was in London, standing outside my apartment. I was at that time living in a basement. It was open. And two escaped convicts, murderers from jail, they were running and the police were chasing. And when they saw my door open, they
entered.
The police didn't notice that. So they continued. And then I went downstairs and I asked them, well, what are you doing here? We have just escaped. We haven't had anything to eat. All night we have been running. I said, open the fridge and eat whatever you want. If you want, I can even fix something, some curried rice or something. I offered it. And then we ate it. And after 3 hours, they went away. And they were caught finally. They have some integrity. If they mentioned where they were hiding, they would have implicated me. They didn't do that. They didn't do that. They didn't even mention that at all. You know? They have some kind of an integrity. The religious man doesn't have. He just talks. Huh? Once they asked me, sir, is it true that Parvin Babi has a lot of money in a Swiss bank? And so why are you asking me that question? You ask her. And if you have some way of finding it out, set in motion the ways and means of finding out whether she has money. So you are an enlightened man, you are a truthful man. Huh? You tell us. He said, I am not a truthful man, number one. And what is your interest? You want to destroy that. Huh? By telling the income tax people and writing it in the newspapers, you are going to destroy that woman. Right? Why are you asking me? I am not a truthful man. So these people, just for the sake of telling truth, they tell lies. Huh? If he's a truthful man, he has no business to harm somebody else. Just for the sake of telling the truth. I give you one example. This man, I wanted an extension of visa here. And him was also here. So both of them went there and asked the immigration fellow, whatever you want to call him, UG and Valentine, this fellow, they are leaving this evening. And so do everything possible to give the extension of visa now. So that fellow was standing, the truthful man, no, we are not going tonight, we will go next week, I will come. He put this fellow in a very awkward situation, and that bastard claimed that he was a truthful man. What nonsense it is. Huh? What nonsense it is. And they were coming, and some car was stuck there, the do-gooders.
Auto.
So he got off, jumped out of that to help that fellow.
Sorry,
to push the car,
the
leaving him the auto. And same thing happened in Los Angeles. He even offered to drive her home. And she suspected this fellow. No, I asked my brother, he would take
it. Except she suspected.
This fellow colored the fellow, offering to drive her home. And leaving Valentine and me in our car. Huh? They are the do-gooders. He's also a do-gooder. If he's doing charity, I'm telling him it is a guilt complex you have and that is responsible for your charity. He's a do-gooder, a boy scout. He wants to win some brownie points. That's all he is interested in. Apatha dana, mahapapa.
Since you are not awarding brownies to me, why should you feel bad about this?
It is not genuine. You know you are a very close-fisted man.
Yes.
You don't part with money.
Yes.
And why you are giving to that John Peter, who has more expensive clothes than you have?
Peter's case is a very delicate one. Let us not discuss.
So anytime anybody comes knocking on my car door, I tell him, go to Narasimha Rao. He is there to give you, to take care of you. Not me. No, I don't believe in charity. I give charity sometimes, you drop some money, you see, because the coins are a nuisance in my pocket.
If anybody asks him, Charity of India, Narasimha Rao is going to give India in charity to others?
No, why not?
He can give anything.
He can, he has nothing to do.
He's having money in the purse.
The owner. I'm not talking of India. I'm talking about helping the people. That's all. They are starving there.
He's supposed to.
What is he there for?
People are starving.
No, not India. India, they will forcibly. That's what I say. There in the book somewhere. If Bhutan invades India, India has no chance of winning the war. Bhutan is not going to do it unless it is backed by some powerful nation. And we had people like him in the Indian army. You see, as I see it, sir, India has no way of playing any meaningful, any significant role in the affairs of the world. That is number one. Number two, all this talk of spirituality is gibberish because it doesn't operate in the lives of the people. Number three, if you want this country to be and this country cannot produce a man. Not a chance. Not a chance.
I think we are highly fortunate in that regard.
Not at all.
We are the most not produce a most thing.
That's very different.
Highly cultured nation.
No. This was much more cultured than your filthy country. Don't tell me that China. You show that book. They had the guts to call Buddha a dried up toilet paper. And that the fellow, the founder of Zen Buddhism, a stinking barbarian, a 6th century monk said that about Buddha. You don't have the guts to do that. When you call, you are so proud, it doesn't operate in your life.
Hundred years of Muslim rule, not converted.
They did a lot more.
The whole of Persia has converted in 50 years.
It doesn't matter.
They did not have nonsense.
They remained in this country. And enriched this country.
Oh, we are seeing the enrichment.
What have this power is you? What has this bastard?
Because they robbed this country of honey and gold.
I tell you, what has this bastard Nehru done to this country and his family? Sir, you know, sir, what he is. Come on, don't talk that nonsense. When I was there with the Nehru, I told him the first thing, if I were there in the parliament, I would have shot you dead. What? He said. You blood was flowing there in Assam. You talk there in the parliament saying that I am helpless. What are you there for? Huh? So how much money the Britishers looted, you know that? He wanted to be very nice. He allowed them to sell all the coffee plantations and they took the money out of this country. Number one. Number two, all the newspapers, everything, all the British firms' money disappeared. Why he did all that? And he says that, you see, the Muslims have contributed tremendously things to the culture of India. Tremendous things.
He looted so much wealth.
He did not
tax his people for 3 years after Indian invasion.
Come on, sir.
They have ruined this country and made it a poor country.
The work for the world stopped the Britishers,
yes, sir,
and the Americans and the whole Western nations in their tracks. Shoot all those bastards.
It's fine.
Now, if China cannot do that, thing happens and China collapses, you can be sure that the hope is in the fundamentalist Muslims and not in any other nation to stop them in their tracks. That is very essential. Otherwise they will blackmail you, they will harass you, they will do everything possible. You know that fellow Clinton was showing Motorola. The Japanese Prime Minister was there. We are now going to do all these things, this, that and the other. He didn't do a thing. Nothing. He was so firm that the Japanese Prime Minister. This bastard is a prostitute, your Prime Minister. Don't tell me that. Prostitute. The worst thing, opening the doors, I was telling him, the aid will not come, the aids will come into this country. That's what you deserve for what you have done to the mankind here in this country. Sorry. If you justify the poverty in this country, you are individually responsible. By giving charity to that fellow, otherwise he will come and shoot this bastard and take everything he has.
Yes.
That's all. That's what you are preventing. That's what these people are responsible.
Every Indian is very proud of doing charity.
What charity? What? Sir?
Doing nothing charity.
He has more than he needs. Not guilt complex.
Oh.
You are a guilt-ridden bastard. Sorry. Bastard even.
I am at least parting with my money, sir. Most people don't part with surpluses. Whatever be the cause.
That's the only cause.